Rewards. Using rewards to shape child's behavior can seem inappropriate or foreign to some families. Make sure you speak to caregivers ahead of time about any concerns they're having. Acknowledge and empathize with them, and remind them that rewards are a temporary strategy for a child to become used to completing certain tasks. What makes a good reward? A good reward is something that the child wants, it's easy to access following the positive behavior, and it's comparable to the behavior. For example, for a family who lives in Anaheim, a trip to Disneyland every time a child cleans up their room may be easy to access and the child will definitely want it, but it's not comparable to the behavior. Make sure family comes up with a list of rewards that are attainable given the COVID restrictions. This list may or may not be different than their usual one. Things like getting to pick what show they're going to watch at night or picking the family game. Those are things that can still be very reward-based, but they're pretty much free and they won't cause any added stress to the family. What behavior should be rewarded? We want to start with specific behaviors such as cleaning up your toy area or setting the table, as opposed to vague ones like being good. The behavior should also be a positive thing, as opposed to saying, if you don't hit your brother, we can say, if you're gentle with your brother. We want to start with initially easy to reach rewards. This is where we can get that vaguest buy-in to reward system. We want to explain to parents that we want the child to win every time so that they start investing more in their good behavior. I'd leave that part out for just the collateral time. And lastly, we want to pick a manageable number of behaviors. The last thing we want to do is add to parent stress by having them keep track of 10 to 15 behaviors to reward. It's important to remind parents that the reward comes after the behavior. For example, we want a parent to say, if you put your toys away, you can have a snack, as opposed to, if I give you a snack, you have to put your toys away. Lastly, as I mentioned, we want to be initially giving rewards all the time. Frequency is key and is the buy-in to better behavior. After a while, we can decrease the rewards intermittently, meaning not every time and not in a direct pattern. Take them back to that Vegas example. You are now the slot machine. Your child will keep giving you good behavior because they know in time they'll be rewarded.